My mind has turned against me. It has stopped cataloguing altogether. It has stopped making sense. I'm a firm believer in remembering. In remembering everything. Since I was very small, I have absorbed every experience inside me, holding them, carefully examining their shape and value, and then pinning them securely to my brain,
brilliantly preserving them for the future.
An entire world in all its glory. Inside my head. And it's not only the good things I choose to store in my organic hard disk. Simply choosing to remember the good is called suppression. And I come from a time where only the neurotic would suppress things. So I indulge in times of humiliation, anger and spite. Of peeing in my pants on my way home from school. Or firing someone for making me look bad. Or emotionally immature acts of sex. I refuse to forget that I am pathetic, stupid, shallow, and afraid.
These moments are sorted under categories such as immaturity, prejudice, estrangement, hatred, and failure. Every experience is logged away.
I decided to start storing memories that were not my own. That would give me the glamour and complexity that seemed to be missing. Through magazines, I consumed a world that was exploding everywhere I was not. It manifested itself so well that at the age of 15, I was certain that I'd been adopted and really was Jewish.
These kinds of memories are very special. In a way, they are phantom memories, yet they come to life through the staging in my brain.
So I put them in my wannabe log. They give me depth, style, position me in relation to the world. Personal life experiences rarely live up to the intense stories told by collective suffering or fantastic fashions. In time, a gap appears. And it doesn't go away. The wannabe log is beautiful in its simplicity. In this log, you can choose your path of experiences. You can borrow elements from processed stories that fit into your sense of identity.
Life, on the other hand, becomes increasingly problematic.
When it comes to life, the experiences of the others are hugely distressing. How can you protect yourself from them? How can you ensure that their ridiculous, pointless, and degrading experiences do not attach themselves to your catalogue like uninvited leeches that squeezes through the gaps and violate your well-organized brain?
Disengagement is the only solution.
Simply don't listen when friends, colleagues, or strangers start regurgitating their hopeless sex lives, heartaches, dysfunctional family, job losses, illnesses, or money problems all over your thoughtless desktop. But at some point, they will corner you, and you will have to listen. And, of course you do. But by letting in the experiences of the others, the gap between my life and the wannabe log has become a vacuum. The golden age of information has ensured that my experiences are not my experiences at all, but a vacuum of tragedy and trivia. My brain is betraying me. It is no longer selective. Men shot whilst looking for work. Women sex recycled across Europe. Teenagers concealing drugs in their bellies. Children drowned by the police. The evicted, the fearful, the hungry, the silence. The abused. The forgotten. It is fucking up the cataloging system.
I've actually found some helpful strategies.
Use excuses such as
I'm really busy.
I'll get back to you.
Or just stare blankly at the person talking to you.
When in public places, always wear your iPod. As this is a perfect invention for blocking out any unwanted contact.
By avoiding rush hours in subways and supermarkets, you can dodge most beggars and the homeless.
Never ever sit alone on park benches, as this is an open invitation to old ladies and foreigners to start talking. And by being on Facebook, you can follow the moods of friends and relations, so you can screen desperate calls asking for someone to talk to. They say that when you die, your whole life passes before your eyes.
Chemicals in your brain kick in and your entire catalogue opens up, making you high, making you able to surrender your body to the process of shutting down for good. My brain catalogue was designed for that purpose, to stage a fantastic send-off full of the experiences of my choice. But my mind is treasures. What if, at the very end of my life, all that flickers before my eyes are parts of other people's lives? Lives I could not touch. Lives I passively consumed, swallowing the horror like a bitter pill, but a pill that doesn't heal anything. A pill that only makes the vacuum grow. Is this how it will end? Bummed and drugged. A life ending in paralysis? With a treacherous mind? There is no category for the experiences of others. There is no escape. There is only humanity.